Staff members from Lake Alice Psychiatric Hospital have spoken of being too scared to report ill treatment of patients in the child and adolescent unit in the 1970s. Survivors have told the inquiry into abuse and care that electric shocks and the drug paraldehyde were often given as punishment. Andrew McRae reports.
Brian Stebb was a psychiatric nurse who came out from the UK to work at Lake Alice. He believes Dr. Selwyn Leakes conducted aversion therapy using electric shocks from an ECT machine, but it wasn't really a form of recognised therapy. He says it was barbaric and cruel.
Such a practice was not in context with the times, and it could never be argued as being so. There is no way that this treatment could be rationalised in a civilised society as legitimate treatment. It was torture, nothing less.
He believes the use of ECT in the unit, carried out by lead psychiatrist Dr. Leakes, was conducted in secrecy.
It was neither documented, controlled, nor monitored. There were no records kept by Dr. Leakes, and there were no records of nursing procedures essential for the safe administration of ECT.
He says after one boy was given unmodified ECT, he questioned Dr. Leakes about it.
He reprimanded me and told me very clearly that it was not my place to question his clinical judgment, and that if I continued to do so, he'd arrange me to have me transferred to another villa.
He left the unit not long after. Mr. Stebb says at the time, psychiatrists were considered gods in wards and staff had to do as they were told. He says he believes some survivors have legitimate complaints, but others have jumped on the bandwagon. Gloria Barr was a nurse aide in the unit. She says electric shocks were given as punishment, but masquerading as treatment.
It was common knowledge among the staff in the unit that ECT was given as punishment. The kids knew this as well. Whenever a patient was taken upstairs, the rest knew what was going to happen. It was awful.
She witnessed one boy of about 13 who was given unmodified electric shocks for soiling his pants. Because he wasn't given a muscle relaxant, he had to be held down.
The jolt could actually dislocate their shoulders, their hips, their knees, their ankles. And so people needed to hold on to those joints of the body when the ECT was administered. He was absolutely petrified.
She says because the doctors and registered nurses were trained, she thought they must know what they were doing.
Even though it looked hideous to me, some of these sort of behaviours, but maybe they were bona fide treatment methods, you know. Yeah, I was very uncomfortable with it though.
Gloria Barr says she wishes she had done more at the time, but says she didn't know who to go to.